The next Democratic debate is being held this Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa, and will be broadcast by CBS News. And if that doesn't do the job, try Ambien.
Now, this is going to be different from the Republican debate because the GOP field is so big. Hey, guys, that you didn't even notice I put John Kasich in there three times.
And in a recent interview, this is cool, Donald Trump hinted that he might consider Chris Christie for his ticket if he wins the nomination. Not to be his vice president, to be his wall between America and Mexico. But still, that's something.
In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, south to our friends in Old Mexico. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the John Brislin Show. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday night here with me, and I will do you proud. There is obviously something happening around the world that we've all been talking about and thinking about, and it is our friends down past Mexico and some other countries and across some water, and eventually you get to this place called France. Interestingly, they are our oldest ally, as President Obama said, which if you really think about it, you want to go back to Yorktown and how we opened a big old can of whoop-ass on them in Yorktown. Well, we did that because of the French choosing us. The French chose us. They thought that we had the better chance of winning, and they chose us. Let's also not forget that, you know, if they thought that Britain would have won, then they would have chosen Britain. But let's just say we're still friends with France. Well, sometimes when our friends are in trouble, we need to support our friends. So then that question becomes, well, what do we do to support them? And now let's back up for a second and talk about some of the things that have been going on there and try to get a little feel for exactly what they're dealing with. Number one, there is a political climate of anti-immigration across Europe. And that immigration is coming from Eastern Europe, Eastern Mediterranean, and countries in that area. Obviously, I'm talking about Syria, Iraq, even Libya to a certain extent, and various other regions that have been affected. Southern Turkey, that are, well, basically the bombs are dropping in their homes, and there are men and women and children that want to try to get out into safety. And, well, where do you go? You go to some other countries, and the other countries around Europe are being flooded. France is one that has let in a great deal of immigrants, which has caused great conflict there. And Germany has a huge problem with it right now, politically. Angela Merkel is politically in very, very hot water because of it. And there is an agreement that the countries around Europe are trying to put into place called the Schengen Agreement, which essentially says no borders. Anybody can cross throughout the country in a way similar to the United States. The Schengen Agreement says that it is one grand Europe, and anybody can travel anywhere without any passports. Well, this is a political football. It is a political third rail. It is a political problem for just about all the countries, but certain countries in particular. One is France. Another is Germany. We can look at smaller countries, but there are key players in this whole political situation that is happening in Europe right now that are going to be inflamed. The anti-immigration people, parties, various parties around Europe are going to use what's happening in Paris right now, or what happened on Paris and in the aftermath now, to say, see, Europe must be kept separate. We cannot, we must not, we shall not unite and drop our borders. That's an important piece. Now let's try to think politically and imagine you're over in Europe. One of the things that they want to do to unite them is the euro. They don't want multiple currencies around Europe. They want one currency, right? One of the reasons why they want the borders to go down and they want the currency to be the same is you must have a unifying, a unifying structure. I can't think of the right word within your region, like maybe Europe, and let's use America as an example that's already been unified. You must have a common language. You must have a common money. You must have a common government. You must have a common transportation. You must have all these things in common. And it is extremely difficult to bring vast regions like the United States together. Let's look back at our history and talk about the Indians and the East-West problems and the North-South problems, and you name all the things that we've had to go through to unite this country, and how Abraham Lincoln was a thread away from losing us. I mean, losing it, as in we were about to separate. If it weren't for him, we probably would have separated, and God only knows what would have happened. So what I'm trying to establish is that there is a lot of chaos already happening in Europe. Americans tend to have this feeling that, well, it's just some bombs blowing up in France, and otherwise everything's pretty much peachy, and, you know, all the Italians are just, hey, ciao, what's happening, baby? It just, everybody's at ease, having some coffee, you know, over in Western France, the Bordeaux region, what are they doing? Naturally drinking wine, you know. Amsterdam, what are they doing? Well, I'm not even going to talk about all that. London, they're eating their spotted, you know, foods. They're just kind of hanging out. Ciao. But they're not. They're in a political turmoil right now. They are in a type of Cold War, almost, except they don't exactly know who their enemy is. Well, on November 13th, just a couple days ago, they had their 9/11. They had their 9/11. Let's not forget, especially seeing as we said, we will not forget. We will not forget. That was plastered everywhere. Sometimes it still is. We will not forget. Let's remember that we will not forget also means that we will not forget to help our friends who are going through the same thing. Let's not forget that they helped us when we were in trouble. Let's not forget that they came to us and said, including the French, who are not military, you know, they're not exactly known for their super stellar military aggressive stance. They said they would help us. The world came together and helped us on 9/11. Let's not forget that. And I've heard many people today say it's not in our backyard. We don't need to worry about it. And even the almost insincere statement that, well, you know, we need to win by just carrying on with our life as if it's not happening. As if it's really, keep shopping, keep paying your bills and pretend it's not happening. The thing is, that's a little bit like a gym membership. There might be a few people that are consciously saying, well, I'm not going to pay attention to it, and I'm not going to let it beat me and let it change my life. But my suspicion is that the majority of the people that say that are actually just too damn lazy to care. Does that make sense? It's over there. What do we care? I mean, make that the new motto, right? Is that the motto of what Americans think? It's over there. We don't care. We sure cared when the countries wouldn't come to our aid and wouldn't show their support for us on 9/11, and we are over there from them. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. It really does. They are going through an incredible torment right now in trying to deal with the mess of what it was in the attack in Paris. And they are trying to figure out what could come next, as well as what is going to be their response. They are dealing with a great deal of chaos. And we should at the very least understand it, because most likely in the coming days, in the coming weeks, we will be asked to support them. So if we don't understand it, we might be getting ourselves into some mess, some hot mess, if we start diving into things that we don't understand. They are living in a world right now where their friends have been cut down. Even if their friends weren't, if these people weren't such close friends, we know that the people that died in 9/11 in New York, in Washington, in Pennsylvania, we don't have to reach too hard into our soul to call those people our friends. We don't have to reach too hard into our soul to call their families that are crying, the children that don't have mothers or fathers anymore, the parents who don't have children anymore. We don't have to reach too hard to call them our friends. They are going through a living hell, and at the very least, we should be able to, we should be willing to, we should be eager to understand it. This isn't over there, we don't care. But let's also remember that this could take us to war. Many things far less than this have taken us to war. What exactly are they dealing with? What exactly is coming next? When we come back to the John Breslin Show, we're going to talk about the timeline of the attack, what the threads are that tie it all together, and why I sincerely, deeply believe that this entire thing is an act to try to bring the French into a war to legitimize ISIS. And ISIS' main goal, their attempt, was to bring France into this conflict by killing their president. Kill the president, assassinate the president, and a country goes to war. And they were a breath away from that on November 13th in Paris. This is the John Breslin Show. Let's talk when we come back about where we go next, where they go next, and where we go together on the John Breslin Show. Straight where you are. Stay where you are.
Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbreslinshow.com.
Veterans, did you know if you've had service-related disability claims that were denied or rated too low, you can have your cases reopened and appeal VA decisions with a VA-accredited attorney representative for a flat contingency fee of 20% of the back benefits recovered? Attorney Christopher Dort is ready to go to work for you to get you what you deserve. No win and you pay nothing on claims appeals. Pro bono free help is available to start an original VA disability claim. California State Bar 1968-32. Christopher Dort is a fighter for veterans. Just go to veteransbenefitsrep.com.
Last night, Donald Trump said Ben Carson is wrong about the Egyptian pyramids being used to store grain because the pyramids are solid. And that, ladies and gentlemen, perfectly sums up the Republican presidential race.
If Putin wants to go in, and I got to know him very well because we were both on 60 Minutes. We were stablemates, and we did very well that night.
Trump is so cute. He thinks he's friends with Putin because they were on a show together. Well, now, technically, Trump and Putin did appear on the same episode of 60 Minutes in two completely unrelated segments that were shot in different cities. In different countries, on different continents.
Online polls show Donald Trump is still in the lead, but critics say the poll is unscientific. Because even science can't explain how Donald Trump is still in the lead.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
If you're in business, you need a website. But what good is that website if it doesn't have visitors? That's where Online Business 360 comes in. Online Business 360 will not just bring visitors to your website, we will deliver customers to your site. Online Business 360 is a data-driven internet marketing agency. Our specialty is in the creation and delivery of high-performance campaigns for any type of business, large or small. We are a Google partner, so we will customize a strategy using paid search, search engine optimization, social media, web analytics, and competitive analysis to drive more leads, customers, and revenue to you and your business. Go to onlinebusiness360.net. That's the number 360, onlinebusiness360.net. Or call us toll-free, 877-864-3360, for a free analysis of your website and marketing strategy. Online Business 360. We deliver results, not promises. onlinebusiness360.net.
If you want to get a gift for any child and you want to get the best gift at the party, go to eBeanstalk.com. They're one of the original internet providers for toys, and they've been around since 2005. They have child experts that select their toys, so it's not all the plastic characters and cheap stuff that breaks easily and has no learning value. If you want your kid to dominate the world, give them the gift of learning. It's your best investment. It's better than giving money or stocks and bonds. Go to eBeanstalk.com. That's eBeanstalk.com. From fun outdoor zip lines to glow-in-the-dark footballs to arts and crafts at home, eBeanstalk.com. That's eBeanstalk.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Who's riding? John Revelator. Well, who's that riding? John Revelator. Well, who's that riding? John Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
And welcome back to the John Brislin Show. We are talking about Paris and exactly what the impact is for them and for us and for the rest of the world who will go down this road, most likely in some form or fashion, arm in arm. And let's not forget that this could mean boots on the ground, American boots on the ground for us. In all of the news reports that have been going on, ad nauseum, one thing that has been lacking is to give a solid timeline, at least one that I've seen, a solid timeline to as far as what's happened. So I want to touch on that just for about 90 seconds and then show what the connection is. What, you know, when we look at these random occurrences, oftentimes if we find some sort of connection, which is exactly what the investigative crews and the investigative teams are doing in Paris and in various other countries that are supporting them. If we find those connections, then we can start to see what the point was and we can see what the momentum is. So that's what I want to do here and show you my thought process in how I see where we go next as a, what's the right term? A world? I mean, it seems to be a, where do we go as world? Seems to be what everybody says. And nobody listens to that line anymore. But, you know, in the connectivity, in the connected world that we have as far as our economies, we saw how connected the world is when we had the economic crash.
We obviously know how connected we are when we try to send an email to France and the email gets there in 0.00061312 seconds. We are connected. So if we all move together, we're already basically at war with ISIS ourselves, whether or not we want to admit it. France has launched, I forget the exact number, I want to say about 12 to 1250 sorties against ISIS, which could be a possible cause for their displeasure with the French government. Various other countries are getting involved. There's also Russia that is involved, and that adds a certain level of complexity to it because, they're Russia. But let's look at the timeline and try to draw some connections to the entire thing. All right, so let me bring up the timeline here. I mean, I clearly don't have it memorized, so I want to make sure to get the things as accurate as I can. This is from Stratfor, which is an incredibly accurate and deep analysis organization, and it shows that the attacks were clearly coordinated and took place in multiple locations and involved different methods. In the first wave, two suicide bombers detonated their explosives at locations near the Stade de France. You see a little French, you know, my high school French classes coming through, the Stade de France. Right, we're going to keep doing that because I enjoy it, and I want to get some use out of 3 years of high school French. Stade de France were a soccer match between France and Germany. Interesting combination. Between France and Germany was taking place. Now, listen. French President Francois Hollande himself was at the stadium at the time of attack. Back to John for a second, not quoting the article. Tell me that was a coincidence, and I'll tell you you're a kook. There's no way bombers bomb a place where the president is and we say, oh, that's just a coincidence. That was intentional. That was the entire flipping point. We'll come back to that in a minute. He was escorted from the scene, as you might imagine, very hastily, and he later on met with French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve, I would have to say, in a closed meeting shortly thereafter. Now, it is unclear whether grenades or explosives were used, and it is possible a suicide bomber may have been involved. Okay, meanwhile, gunmen also opened fire repeatedly with Kalashnikovs, commonly known to their friends as AK-47s, and on a tightly packed Cambodian restaurant. Oh, excuse me, on a tightly packed Cambodian restaurant in a drive-by shooting. Shots were also fired at Bataclan Concert Hall, where a hostage situation was underway. Roughly 25 minutes later, gunmen also opened fire on Rue de Charonne. And about an hour after the initial attacks, other terrorist cells attacked the Louvre and Les Halles. Special police units, including RAID, a police intervention unit, had been repeatedly mobilized and currently have secured the areas around the stadium. The bars and restaurants in the area of the 10th and 11th arrondissement, a part of Paris, particularly popular with young people. I'll say that again, with young people and tourists, and the Bataclan Concert Hall, where at least some of the gunmen, allegedly armed with explosives, were holding up and holding 100 hostages. Now, all of these things are tied together, and I will explain how they are tied together, especially in how the president was the target when we come back to the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. We got a lot to talk about tonight.
Imagine feeling 20 years younger. Just like you, my first thought was, sure, that'd be great, but is it really possible? Well, I'm here to tell you, it is. My name is Harvey. I just turned 54 in September, and like most all guys my age, I was just feeling kind of tired, didn't have the old pep in the step anymore. So I started looking for answers. I found a premium blend all-natural supplement that really works. I take 2 capsules in the morning, a shake every other day, and the coolest part, a dermal fusion arm sticker that works like a 5-hour energy drink but lasts all day. Within 16 weeks, I dropped 45 pounds, blood pressure way down, energy level through the roof, aches and pains gone, and I really feel 20 years younger. Find out more by visiting my website, startthrivingtoday.com. That's startthrivingtoday.com. There's no obligation, no hassles. All of the info is right there for free. StartThrivingToday.com. StartThrivingToday.com.
Jeb Bush said in a new interview that while it could have a dangerous effect on everything else, he would go back in time and kill Hitler as a child. While Ben Carson is saying he did.
If you could go back in time and kill baby Hitler, would you?
Hell yeah, I would.
Look at those evil little cheeks. Who's the greatest monster of the 20th century? You are! Uncle Jeb's got something for you. Stabby, stab, stab.
I think that's the most energy Jeb Bush has ever shown, and it was for murdering a baby.
According to Politico, the new most searched for phrase associated with Jeb Bush is Jeb Bush still running for president? Even worse, it's the most searched for phrase on Jeb Bush's computer.
The only person who Googled Jeb Bush last night was his mother, Barbara, and that was because even she forgot who he was for a minute.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Veterans, did you know if you've had service-related disability claims that were denied or rated too low, you can have your cases reopened and appeal VA decisions with a VA-accredited attorney representative for a flat contingency fee of 20% of the back benefits recovered. Attorney Christopher Dort is ready to go to work for you to get you what you deserve. No win and you pay nothing on claims appeals. Pro bono free help is available to start an original VA disability claim. California State Bar 1968-32. Christopher Dort is a fighter for veterans. Just go to veteransbenefitsrep.com.
It is time. What is it time for? Well, it is time to take your career to the next level. iCarryAlls.com is your source for leather business cases for iPads, MacBooks, and all kinds of tablets. Choose from padfolios, sleeves, business tote bags, and more. The iCarryAlls design team can even help you customize your perfect case. Your business accessories should work as hard as you do, right? Well, visit iCarryAlls.com and get organized today. That's iCarryAlls.com. iCarryAlls.com. Do you like discussing conspiracy theories and other offbeat topics? Having difficulty in finding like-minded people? Well, you are not alone. Visit conspiracyoutpost.com, where you might possibly uncover the secrets of what they don't want you to know, or the answers to the mysteries of the universe. Conspiracypost.com is dedicated to free speech and civil discourse. Visit conspiracyoutpost.com and find out who really runs the world at conspiracyoutpost.com. And do you enjoy playing fantasy sports? Well, you need to check out Two Guys, Three Eyes Fantasy Sports Podcast. It's a new show covering fantasy football, basketball, and baseball in a fun and informative manner. Listen to their show at the number two guys, number three eyes.com, and follow them on Twitter at number two guys, number three eyes, radio. And as Rob's nine-year-old nephew says on every single show, check it out. That's two, G-U-Y-S, three, E-Y-E-S, .com. Two guys, three eyes, .com. to the John Breslin Show. We are talking about Paris, what they are going through, what it means to the rest of Europe, the rest of the countries, even around Europe. And, of course, especially, what does it mean to us? Well, it is their September 11th for sure. It is their November 13th, which is, oh, by the way, which is yesterday. I'm not going to try to make up some sort of crazy reason why I made that mistake of saying it was a couple of days ago. I just goofed. I apologize. It has been a long, you know what? I'm just not going to make up it. I made a mistake. And it was yesterday. November 13th was their 9/11. So this is the day after. They're trying to figure out exactly what this means for them and all the people that they love. So are we. And what are they trying to figure out? Well, there are 129 dead so far, according to CNN. And they are, I believe, also in agreement with Van Quatre. Right? You see that high school French coming out? Van Quatre basically means 24. France 24. Le France 24. If it's their news agency there. Yeah, 129 dead. Sometimes I just crack myself up. 129 dead and 352 injured, especially when I crack myself up in the middle of giving the death count. I mean, that's... But anyway, let's try to get focused here. 129 dead, 352 injured. And you want to do some multiplication? Remember that each one of those people has friends, has family, has a mother, has a father. Many of them have brothers and sisters and children. And imagine the impact. Let's not forget, as we promised we wouldn't, let's not forget 9/11, and let's not forget the feeling, and let's understand that they are feeling it right now. So, speaking of feelings, let's see what people are feeling on the phone lines. Everyone, thank you for being patient with me as I go through my emotional and thought journey about what's happening in the world today. And let's, I'll go to the calls as quickly as I can, as is appropriate. And let's start with line one, world citizen out in Bay Area, San Francisco, world cap. No, wait, what's it called?
World headquarters.
World headquarters. You are on with John.
Hey, listen, the numbers work out to 11, 13, 15 for yesterday.
I'm writing this down, 11, 13, 15, okay? And that, the significance is?
That was the date, November 13th to 2015.
Yeah, but is that a code of some sort?
I don't know. It's in a sequence, I would think.
Oh, well, okay. That's another one of the things that we need to consider in the mix. So what's the good word?
Well, I think you put it pretty good there at the beginning when you were talking about the euro dollar, and I thought, well, maybe it's called we should probably call it the United States of Europe.
And yeah.
Where would the capital be, England or in France?
Well, that's for them to decide. And let me tell you, my guess, if I had to guess, I would say most likely they are going to follow the UN when it comes to making decisions like that. And what the UN does is find the smallest, honestly, most insignificant country out there and make that country's representative the head of the UN. And so most likely they would pick something like, I don't know, maybe a Switzerland or some little country that really doesn't have a huge, a huge strength. Make them the neutral party, the middle party. I mean, not for nothing. We did the same thing.
Well, you really want to see the UN move to Europe, huh? Why would you wish that on Europe?
No. What I'm saying is that's how the UN decides. I mean, the UN has all these big players, these big muscle players with China and Russia and America. And, well, which one is going to be the head of the UN? They always choose a little guy. They never choose anybody.
Barack Obama next time.
What?
I thought it was going to be Barack Obama next time.
Ain't never going to happen. No. Kofi Annan.
The Supreme Court or what?
I don't know. That's kind of outside the scope of what I'm talking about tonight. But I will mention just this. Many of us think that once you're president, you never do anything else except for maybe give speeches. And in American history, we have shown that there have been many. Well, not many, but there have been a handful of presidents that have continued on to other things. Taft was a Supreme Court justice, chief justice, as a matter of fact. So, you know, it could happen. You never know. We'll just have to see. But let's get it back to France.
Well, they're talking about the next president's going to nominate at least four Supreme Court justices. So I don't know. As far as France goes, those guys have definitely got to, you know, ask for help. If they don't ask for help, they're not going to get it even from anybody in Europe, I don't think. Nobody else seems to be saying anything except they closed the borders in France, but nobody else closed their borders. So there's no no coordination over there where people can actually communicate and get things done.
Let's remember their history, and they have a very, very divided history, as most of us understand. And they, there is the Schengen Agreement, which is just the idea of countries coming together and trying to drop their borders and allow people to travel, and most importantly, allow commerce between the nations without any impediments, just nice free-flowing trucks carrying products to their version of Walmart, or even our Walmart. They want to have one big unified country, and it's very difficult because the euro is hated by many people in Europe. They don't want to unify. They want to stay separate. They want to stay. They want to keep their national identity.
Go back to francs and Deutschmarks, huh?
You know what? There's a huge push for that. Don't get me wrong. So,
all right, man. Well, I'll see you next week. Then I hear the music.
We're going to fade out there, but you be safe out in Bay Area, San Francisco. I'll be out in that area in about 3 weeks for Thanksgiving. All right, this is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are. There's a lot coming back, especially about France and why, with all of their gun laws, making sure nobody has a gun, guess what was used in a terror attack? An AK-47. Laws did a good job there. No, not so much. Stay right where you are. Be right back.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Veterans, did you know if you've had service-related disability claims that were denied or rated too low, you can have your cases reopened and appeal VA decisions with a VA-accredited attorney representative for a flat contingency fee of 20% of the back benefits recovered? Attorney Christopher Dort is ready to go to work for you to get you what you deserve. No win and you pay nothing on claims appeals. Pro bono free help is available to start an original VA disability claim. California State Bar 1968-32. Christopher Dort is a fighter for veterans. Just go to veteransbenefitsrep.com.
And a Republican donor is now formally backing Florida Senator Marco Rubio with a new super PAC named Baby Got PAC.
Really? Baby Got PAC? As real professional, guys. Which begs the question, what names didn't you use? I like big bucks and I cannot lie.
Ben Carson getting a lot of attention. First, Ben Carson said he attacked his mother with a hammer. Now Ben Carson's mother is saying she's the one who attacked Ben with a hammer. They need to hammer this out is what they have to do. Folks, my dad sent that in at the last minute.
An early copy of the New York Times bestseller list obtained by BuzzFeed shows Ben Carson's A More Perfect Union is edging out Donald Trump's Crippled America. And a little further down the list is Jeb Bush's I Don't Want to Do This Anymore.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
If you're in business, you need a website. But what good is that website if it doesn't have visitors? That's where Online Business 360 comes in. Online Business 360 will not just bring visitors to your website, we will deliver customers to your site. Online Business 360 is a data-driven internet marketing agency. Our specialty is in the creation and delivery of high-performance campaigns for any type of business, large or small. We are a Google partner, so we will customize a strategy using paid search, search engine optimization, social media, media, web analytics, and competitive analysis to drive more leads, customers, and revenue to you and your business. Go to onlinebusiness360.net. That's the number 360, onlinebusiness360.net. Or call us toll-free, 877-864-3360, for a free analysis of your website and marketing strategy. Online Business 360. We deliver results, not promises. Onlinebusiness360.net.
If you want to get a gift for any child and you want to get the best gift at the party, go to ebeanstalk.com. They're one of the original internet providers for toys, and they've been around since 2005. They have child experts that select their toys, so it's not all the plastic characters and cheap stuff that breaks easily and has no learning value. If you want your kid to dominate the world, give them the gift of learning. It's your best investment. It's better than giving money or stocks and bonds. Go to ebeanstalk.com. That's ebeanstalk.com. From fun outdoor zip lines to glow-in-the-dark footballs to arts and crafts at home, ebeanstalk.com. That's ebeanstalk.com. Attention all parents, grandparents, and anyone wondering what special gift you should give to your loved ones for the holidays. How about the gift of financial literacy and investing education? The Early Investor, How Teens and Young Adults Can Become Wealthy, is an amusing yet uncommonly realistic book that is imperative for a teenager or young adult to read, as well as anyone who would like to learn about basic investing. The Early Investor is written from the unique perspective of the author, Michael Zeza, who's an experienced financial literacy teacher, keynote speaker, and an independent financial advisor. Michael teaches financial responsibility and the basics of investing in a fun but informative approach that includes simple charts and graphs to illustrate concepts. Some of the topics include being frugal and financially responsible, the incredible power of compounding, the basics of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, index investing, 401k plans, traditional and Roth IRAs, and how to manage your investments. There is also an interesting chapter for parents and educators on how to teach children about saving and investing. The Early Investor is an essential and influential gift for your children or grandchildren, whether they're in middle school, high school, college, or just starting their careers. You can buy The Early Investor at Amazon.com in a paperback or Kindle version. 10% of all book profits from The Early Investor are donated to the Save the Children Foundation. Visit Amazon.com and search for The Early Investor, How Teens and Young Adults Can Become Wealthy, for more details.
Hey, ladies, if you're ready for a good time and want to save $200, listen up. The DestinationDiva.net is a luxury travel boutique that specializes in personalized one-on-one event planning of destination weddings. For a limited time, you can save $200 off destination wedding planning for summer fall of 2016. At the DestinationDiva.net, you'll also find the Divacation, a new and improved version of the Bachelorette Party. Book your fun today at the DestinationDiva.net.
Well, you know what time it is. It is time to take your career to the next level. And iCarryAlls.com is your source for leather business cases, cases for iPads and MacBooks and all kinds of tablets. Choose from padfolios, sleeves, business tote bags, and more. The iCarryAlls design team can even help you customize your perfect case. Your business accessories should work as hard as you do, right? Well, you should visit iCarryAlls.com and get organized today. That's iCarry, C-A-R-R-Y, Alls, A-L-L-S.com. Go check them out. And also, do you like discussing conspiracy theories and other offbeat topics? Well, are you having difficulty in finding like-minded people? Well, you're not alone. Not anymore. Visit conspiracyoutpost.com, where you might possibly uncover the secrets of what they don't want you to know, or the answer to the mysteries of the universe. Conspiracyoutpost.com is dedicated to free speech and civil discourse. Visit conspiracyoutpost.com and find out who really runs the world.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. John Brislin, to be
And welcome back to the Tricky John Breslin Show. The number to be on with John is 702-257-5396. Thank you, everyone, for being patient with me. I'm going to go through the calls as quickly as I can. We are talking about Paris and what is happening and what the impact is in France, in Europe, and around the world, most likely, or most importantly, including us. So let's go to the phone lines and let's check with Angel. It says, Angel doesn't say where you're from, but you are on with John. Welcome, Angel.
Oh, LV, mon ami. I mean, your call screener, she never said in English, rebellious angel. And
Actually, it is here. And let me just, is it a reference to Archangel Michael?
No, come on, mon ami. It's a reference to Angeli Ribelli. I've chatted with you from time to time.
Angeli Ribelli, yes, yeah. I know that one. All right, what's the good word?
All right, the good word is leg. Spread the word, but not really. Let me ask you this, because I know
all right, stay clean
call.
Now. My kids are listening, all right?
No, I'm with you, but you've changed your spots. Let me ask you. I'm not Mr. Luddite, but I'm kind of trying to get off the grid. Conspiracy Outpost. I'll be quick. Do they have a bulletin board there?
I'm pretty sure they do, to a certain extent. I'm not really sure what bulletin board means, but, you know.
Well, maybe that's old school, but this leads into my thing. You're hustling it. I mean, you're promoting it. We all live in the Matrix. It's all an advertisement. I wanted to ask you what you thought about France. I wish you had another hour. I tell you what, I'm going to get off in case you have another caller in the last five. All right, love you. Be well. Rock.
Well, okay. What's the question you want me to answer, though, when you go off the air? And you're going to why this happened in France?
It's okay. Let me. You're doing good work. That's all. You've changed your stripes. Let me leave you with this, okay?
All right.
It's time to begin again, to remember who you really are. Rock the world, people.
Rock on, my brother. All right. Now, Angeli Ribelli, I think, was talking about what is the actual reasoning is, that what I was getting to, beyond the fact that the president... President Hollande, the president of France, was the primary target. So let me dig a little bit deeper into that as we close out the show. It is looking like, and we are just about totally sure, that it is the responsibility of ISIS. We don't know that for sure. We don't know what extent exactly. So that knowledge will determine what actions France is going to take and the rest of the country is going to take. But let's keep a few things in mind. One is that ISIS has been trying to get America involved in Syria, especially, and also trying to bring us back in to Iraq and trying to engage us. We are their first target. Why? Because they are essentially about an 18-month to 2-year-old franchisor. And there are other organizations, other terror organizations, including former Al-Qaeda organizations, that have changed their flag. They have essentially kept all the same people, but reflagged their little tribe, their little group, their local group. And they've taken on the flag of the new franchise, which is ISIS. So ISIS isn't something that has all of a sudden grown and appeared or has built up out of nowhere, like a country has just built itself up. They've basically just franchised out to people that want to take over or want to take their flag. You know, so it'd be like a lot of hamburger sellers around the United States all of a sudden putting the golden arches across their the front of their store. They haven't really changed the people that work there. They've just changed the flag. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. Now, another aspect, there are lots of different pieces that all come together. I will mention the pieces and then tie them together at the end of the show. There are 129 people killed so far and 352 injured in Paris on November 13th. Let's not forget that on October 31st, there was also 224 lives that were lost. There were 224 killed on October 31st, which is only, let's do the math, what is it, 13, I guess, roughly 2 weeks before the Paris attacks. The thing is, those 224 people were Russian. So we need to be careful that we are being sincere in our care and concern and willingness to follow France into some sort of battle with most likely ISIS. Let's not forget that Russia could make the same claim that they want to go into some sort of retaliatory strike and that we should help them. Let's keep in mind that foreign policy is an incredibly complicated thing, and it is very simple to understand that our soldiers can come back in body bags, in coffins, if we don't get this right. Let me say that again. Those in uniform now, wearing the same uniform that I have worn in that section of my life, that uniform that you know and love, body bags and coffins on TV if we don't get this right. It's worth paying attention to. Now, very quickly, ISIS is trying to legitimize themselves by getting America involved when we wouldn't get involved. Now they're going after France, already an enemy, to try to get us to follow France into Iraq or Libya or Syria or wherever it is to try to validate their existence. We need to be careful and make sure that we pay attention and remember that America is, say it with me, advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, every Saturday night at 9 o'clock right here on AM 720 KDWN, JohnBrislinShow.com, John Brislin Facebook and Twitter, and all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that right hand? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.